Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is SamuelBrockFlynnShow.com. We're going live with Chris Free, and we're supposedly supposed to have Nathan Masters on the air in just a few minutes. He's getting ready to call in, and alrighty, he's on. Hey, Nathan.
Good evening.
Hey,
how's it going?
Sammy, this is Chris Free.
How's it going,
and we
guys?
Also got a, we got Nathan Masters just joined us here. This is Chris Free.
Chris, what's happening?
Hey, how's everything going there?
Pretty good.
Just to let everybody know that actually me and Nathan Masters are filmmakers. I'm actually located out of Crossville, Tennessee, and Nathan Masters is a director and an actor as well as a screenwriter out of Chicago. We have been working together for many, many years, and we actually met at Columbia College in Chicago, and we can go from, and so I'll leave it over to Samuel Brock Flynn there. Are you there?
How's
with
it going, everybody?
Everything going great.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your whole ordeal with the film Wages of Sin 2007, the whole main plot and story and conclusion?
Wages of Sin, we had shot one film already, and we wanted to do something a little bit different. We wanted to do some action, more of an action-oriented film, and basically we kind of came up with the idea of a basic, like a basic cop film, something you'd see, like a B-movie kind of thing, that you would see on, you know, cable or something like that. A basic martial art movie, old school kind of 80s, 90s kind of, you know, fighting and stuff like that. And we came up with the idea of Wages of Sin, which was a movie basically about dirty cops who try to frame this one cop for murder. He was an undercover cop. He was undercover, and he was working with these gangsters and things, trying to get the inside scoop on them, if you will. And of course, that didn't work out. And there were crooked cops inside the criminal, inside actually working for the criminal organization as well. So, you know, they turned on him, and he had to fight and, you know, find out who the bad guys were. And, you know, it's standard story, but we had a lot of fun shooting it, and it was really the film that I kind of, was my first film where I actually did any real acting and any real fighting and stuff like that, any real martial arts stuff and all that.
Yeah, and also, too, it's also, there's plenty of new innovation stuff that there was a lot of emerging technology out there. Nathan, can you explain a little bit about the Appleton thing we had done several years ago as well? So I'll let Nathan explain a little more of that.
The Apple TV, the Apple TV thing?
Yes.
At the time, they were coming out with Apple TV. It was around, 2007, 2008. They were coming out with Apple TV, and we were right on the kind of on the cusp of that. So what we did was we just kind of formatted it for that. We formatted it for DVD as well as doing all the digital formats. And we tried to get it up on iTunes, but they were just taking, stuff from the big companies. They were just taking films from the big companies. And the iTunes educators, the people who were you know, who could actually put things on iTunes, they weren't really around at that time. So we had other companies that were, you know, they had digital media that could be downloaded and you could play it on your iPod and things like that, but they weren't really big. So we got with this company. I forget the name of that. What was the name of that company, Chris? You remember those guys?
I briefly remember the name of the company, but it's been a while since we actually spent.
Yeah, that like they since went out of business, but it was a upstart, like a upstart digital download company,
and they were basically doing a lot with Apple TV. So yeah, that's one of the big things. They're a network provider for Apple TV.
Well, not just Apple TV. They were doing PlayStation, the little PlayStation, the PS2, I guess. The little PlayStation that they had, little handheld system that could play MP4 files and things like that. They could play all that stuff, and so they were basically a digital aggregator. They would basically upload digital files. People would download from there, but it wasn't like a file sharing thing. You had to actually pay for the movies and things. So they would download that, and what would happen is, whatever system you had, you could download various versions. Like I had a version there for Apple TV, a version for the iPod, a version for the PSP, that's what it was, a version for the PSP, and people could download those different versions, and they would cost a little bit of money, a little bit different. I think the price difference was about maybe, 25 cents to a dollar or something like that. But we were selling the thing for about, $1.99 when it first came out, and it was one of the bigger ordered films of the time, because they actually crashed the server because there were so many people actually ordering the film. But I don't know if that was because it was really so many people ordering the film, or as much as the server wasn't fixed properly. but it made for a heck of a news story back in the day, though.
Yeah. And those actually listen to the show, if you guys want to check out on YouTube, as well as many of our other films, you know, and some of the upcoming films as well, we have posted on there for free. You can watch The Wages of Sin online, totally in its entirety, for free on YouTube. Just put in Wages of Sin, Tom Cone Mechanics is the company, and it's actually listed under Tom Cone Mechanics and Wages of Sin, full movie.
And if you're on YouTube, it's easy. You can find it easier by typing in Wages of Sin and then typing my first name by it. If you type NATHYN, put that there and you'll find it immediately, because there's there's a rock band, I guess, called Wages of Sin as well, or something like that, and you'll get all their stuff, and you'll get everything else. So if you can put my name, my first name by it, or you can put Time Code Mechanics Wages of Sin, and it will come up too. So basically, we put all of our movies are actually on YouTube, with the exception of our first one. We did a film called The Fourth Beast, which was our first film, and that can be purchased on Amazon or eBay for pretty cheap. There's companies. That was our first film, which got that got distributed by York Distribution. So
yeah, York Entertainment.
York Entertainment.
And it got international distribution around the world, both here in the U.S. as well as around the world. And we actually was very, very low budget every time, everything. Well, we shot everything less than $1,000 budget.
We shot that for $800 or something? Shot that one. Actually, Chris, my lowest budget film was the one we just shot, was Crisis Function. That was the lowest budget film we just shot because we shot that one for for just a few hundred dollars. So.
And that actually Crisis Function, guys. If you can go online, also on the same YouTube channel, you can actually find that movie Crisis Function. And also, we're going to talk to you in a second about one of our movies we released last year, called Epitaph, Bread and Salt.
Ah.
It's another full-length movie that me and Nathan also worked on. We put out everything last year, which also is available for free in the entirety on our YouTube channel. So make sure you check it out there.
And also, we're going to start moving some things over to daily. What's that other one? Daily Motion. That one, that site. We're moving some of our stuff over to Daily Motion as well, so that it can be on both platforms. And just in case something goes wrong with the YouTube platform, it can be over there too. Daily Motion. For those who don't know, Daily Motion is another site like YouTube, and it's just right now. I think it gets 100.
I have some input.
Say it again.
I have some input.
All right, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
I have some input on some stuff. It's there's a thing called pivotshare.com. It's P-I-V-O-T, and then share. .com, and see when you go up there, it's like a movie film website for your films and stuff, and people could just buy it right off your little website, and then all they have to do is they can rent it or they can buy the movie.
Oh,
and
that's kind of cool.
Download it and things like that. So,
oh, cool. We'll check that out definitely.
Yeah. It's like a digital distribution tool is what it is. Like a host and stream your videos with a stylish and completely branded Pivot Share channel, or even use our Pivot Share embed player to display and sell video on your existing website. With Pivot Share, your videos are purchasable and playable from practically anywhere. It's all use them. Bleeding edge technology to keep your content secure, really. A lot of people use this, according like Fast Company, TechCrunch, Pando Daily, IndieWire, The Next Web, Filmmaker, News Media, No Film School, Movie Maker, and Variety, and Dow Jones, Wall Street Journal, and The New Yorker.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A lot of those big places.
Yeah, we'll definitely check that out.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
You know, that's like one of those. Is that one of those like sites where you upload your movie to it, and then they kind of they convert it to their formats, and then people can just go and buy them and in whatever format they want.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Something like that. And so, you can do a lot with it. I use it myself when I did the Homestead Haunted House movie 2013.
And speaking of that, did you check out that camera I showed you?
Yeah, I did.
You got to get that camera. Back so you can have a nice HD camera, and it's only like $50. So it's refurbished. I don't know if it's refurbished or if it's just used. I think it's like an out of the box thing, and you have to buy a battery for it. But the batteries are like pretty cheap. You can get a off the market brand battery in a charger. But you get that camera, and you'll be able to. Get some really good quality footage. That's a Samsung camera, actually. So if you don't get it, I'm going to get it.
Oh.
And as you move up, there are so many different cameras out there now, especially you know, cameras have basically gotten a whole lot cheaper over the years. You know, you can get good quality footage, you know, on the cheap versus when I first, you know, Nathan first started filmmaking, you know, everything shooting on video was like kind of taboo, and everything was shot on film, and film was very, very costly, you know, to just
actually
shoot on film.
I tell you something? I think that the, some of those older cameras that they have now, some of them, like back then, I think they had good quality a little bit of some of them, depending on how much you spent on your camera, I guess. Some of them were not cheap back then like they are today with good quality. And so,
yeah
I could see, they call them dinosaur age cameras now. But their way of saying stuff.
Me and Nathan's first couple of features that, you know, both Ways of the Sin as well as one previous before that, The Fourth Beast, Mask of the Antichrist. You know, we shot with the DVX-100 and on the Panasonic camera. And that camera right there, it was the big indie darling, you know, as far as the cameras. A lot of independent filmmakers were shooting with that camera back then, but it was all standard def. And around the time, The Ways of the Sin was just the whole change over to, you know, the high def, everything just, now everything's all high def by now, so.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we kind of lost out on some distribution there because everybody was shooting on high def at the time. But it kind of worked out because I took the film and I kind of had it interpolated up to 1080p, and I put it out. 720p actually, I put it out on YouTube, so that kind of worked out, and we're finally making a little bit of that back, because that was actually pretty decent, we put a little bit of money into that one, because we actually ended up we did a little bit of advertising with it and all that good stuff. So we were running ads for a while.
LA. Ads were running ads in Los Angeles in the vicinity around Los Angeles on television.
Burbank, actually. We ran in Burbank because they wouldn't let them. Remember, they wouldn't let them run in Los Angeles. They had a little attitude about that.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, we can't let this ad run because of content." I'm like, Are you serious? It's like, what content was in this ad? What content was in this commercial that wasn't in that you could run in L.A.? I mean, that you could run in Burbank that you couldn't run in L.A. I'm like, get out of here, dude. So they just didn't want to run it because it was L.A. and, you know, it was a film that they hadn't.
Well, be careful, produced. Be careful. The media and people like that will they'll just try to eat you up and try to, you know, they'll try to judge it and things like that, and they want to put on what they want to. So, yeah, media can be mean and they can be hateful because I was treated way when I was doing stuff.
They had stuff and things. You know, it's just a thing of they really want that control. And if they can't have it, they tend to cause you some problems. But it really didn't cause us a lot of problems. We just kind of changed the venue and things of that nature. And we really just tried to, that's one of the reasons I do the YouTube thing, because I can make the films and just put them up on YouTube, and I don't have to worry about, people trying to tell me, you know, how to do it and, you know, what to put in there and how to make it, the way they want it made, you know what I mean?
And also, too, a lot of you guys, you ever see on YouTube videos, you know, you see a lot of ads that go right before the YouTube. And those ads, basically, that's how we, you know, support the film and everything and make feature films, you know, out there, you know, that they're ad supported, so it takes a lot of hit, actually, a lot of people ads being viewed actually to really get any significant money, but there's a lot of, thanks to YouTube, there's a lot of people that make a living, you know, from, you know, YouTube. So that's another, you know, big major plus now that actually wasn't available, you know, several years ago. To, you know. And at first, a lot of people were actually invited to what they call YouTube partners. And now pretty much, it's an open thing now for YouTube these days. So.
I think Lisa Nova made, like, a lot of money off of YouTube. You know, she, like, disappeared. Like, she got on Mad TV, then she kind of came back to the Internet for a minute, then she just kind of disappeared, and you didn't hear anything. I think she made, like, a little bit of money and then just kind of bowed out. You know, she's like, I got my cash, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And
I haven't heard anything from her since then.
Yeah, so, and Tom Cone,
well,
Mason Masters, but Tom Cone Mechanic.
There's a way you can advertise your YouTube videos. You could advertise through YouTube and it get on. You can advertise on YouTube and it could be big one there.
Oh, they have,
so,
yeah, they have.
I mean,
the,
like TV and stuff like
yeah,
that,
like the,
I guess.
Like the Google? Like the Google Ads?
It's called AdSense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Ads.
Yeah, Google Ads. You can do that.
Yeah, they have that for YouTube now. They actually were trying to get me. They had the little thing up there where you can start advertising on there. I saw that yesterday, and I said I would wait and see how we how the things were performing, because I've been uploading some new stuff there, so I want to see how that's performing. Plus, I want to see how things are going to go on Daily Motion as well. So I'm just testing the waters out with that now.
Yeah, as I was trying to say before, there's also a new film that's actually in production as we speak. You know, it's actually being fully shot in Chicago, and it's called The Perfect Letter. It's actually another film being directed, and also Nathan Masters also wrote and everything as well. So
I rewrote.
I see it actually originally was a short film, by John Rogers had done actually down in Memphis. Actually, when
I'll let him
explain it there.
Yeah, we had a project we were working on, and John wrote this short film down in Memphis, and basically we came back up here and we were going to turn it into a feature, and things didn't work out as well as we wanted, and so they kind of John has a separate company of his own. He put that on the back burner. And what we did eventually, I kind of talked to him. I said, hey, can I do this Perfect Letter thing? He's like, well, I'll tell you what, you can do your own version of it. John works for a company called, or he owns a company, John Rogers and John Ross, they own a company called JR2 Films. And as a matter of fact, they just did a film called Mound Bayou, which was about the first black town, that was actually owned and operated by black people in Mississippi. So that was like a really, really nice documentary. It got out, it was actually on TV a little bit, and it did really well. So, they have like a nice thing going, but he allowed me to do my own interpretation of his story. So I rewrote it and did kind of, added some things, took some things away. And so, it allowed for, you'll probably be seeing another version of The Perfect Letter coming soon, probably a better, more expensive version of it coming in the next few years or so. But we're doing this version now, and see what we can see what we can do with it, and you know, how that goes.
Yeah, definitely. It's like
that. Oh, okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, we.
Do you guys know when your movies will be out on Walmart and Kmart and stuff?
We don't really do any of the. We do our own private distribution, so you can go to the website, which is timecodemechanics.com. And timecodemechanics.com, you can order everything from there. You can actually order Epitaph Bread and Salt on eBay. You can order that there now, as a matter of fact. Wages of Sin, you can order off of Amazon.com. And we do have The Fourth Beast, our first one. If you really look around, you might be able to find it in some of the old bins at Walgreens and some of the, like, the old DVD bins and stuff like that, because York gets, they put their old DVDs, or, you know, they kind of like, you know, the 299 bins. You know, they have a lot of old DVDs there, York and Maverick Distribution, those companies. So you can kind of go through those bins, and if you're really, really lucky, you might find a copy. Because they were, Walgreens were selling those actually for a while, way back in 2004, I guess it was, they were selling those, 2003, 2004.
And also seen a lot of other distribution companies and other companies that deal with not that must have been licensing with York Entertainment. They were selling on eBay and not, as well as other sites back in the day. So.
Right, for
yeah.
for independent companies, most of what independent companies are doing is they're trying to get on Netflix or they're going through some of the digital companies. That's where most of the sales are. Because to get into Walgreens and those other stores, you're going to have to get with bigger, you know, bigger companies and things of that nature. You're going to have to get with the bigger distribution companies, and you know they are probably not going to take your stuff because they have so much other stuff that's going on. As a matter of fact, a lot of stuff doesn't sell like it used to unless you have a name star. You have to have somebody with a name in the movie. So, you know, and that means you have to have money already. So, so you know, we usually don't have that. So we're usually shooting on a shoestring budget.
And also, too, Nathan.
Oh, yeah. That's...
One of the things, you know, anybody who also checks out the Timecode Mechanics YouTube channel, Nathan also does a lot of videos on everything from, and he discusses everything from various different equipment coming out. He does reviews on it, you know, film and video equipment to, you know, just how-to type stuff on filmmaking, on low-budget independent filmmaking. And he's also wrote some books, too. He's an author. He's written everything from books on filmmaking as well as comic books.
Yeah, we have a book called Action Filmmaking, which is also the same name. We have another YouTube channel, which is also called Action Filmmaking, and that shows a little bit about making films, and that's kind of in connection with the book we did called Action Filmmaking. So if there's any young filmmakers out there, including yourself, Samuel, feel free to check that out. That's on Amazon, and that's in digital as well as hard copy form, so you can get a hard copy of that as well as a digital copy.
Okay. All right, well.
Yeah, so do you have any questions for Samuel there?
Well, I thought about where was this film's location at?
Which one, Wages of Sin? It was here in Chicago. All of those films were actually done right here in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow. I didn't... well, I thought you'd went to different places. That's no, well,
actually,
I mean,
Nathan's
in,
always
in a different
Nathan's
state
always lived in Chicago. He grew up in Chicago. And he's actually born and raised on in